Catheterization is a procedure that helps both male and female patients in about equal numbers. Nurses catheterize patients both in the hospital and in the community. But of all hospital attendances for catheterization, over 90% are for male patients. It's a procedure that can easily be done in the home instead of the man coming up to a clinic or hospital. Many health authorities have discovered a way of reducing admissions and NHS costs by giving the patient the right treatment at the right time, in the right place, with female nurses catheterizing men. There's no mystery about male catheterization. The actual technique is, of course, a matter of local procedure, but there are a series of basic steps. This nurse is changing a long-term indwelling catheter. Before she started, the patient was given a thorough wash. The water is removed from the balloon and the old catheter is withdrawn. In the treatment room, she washes her hands thoroughly and lays out the trolley. Back with the patient, she opens the packs and prepares the equipment for the procedure. After washing her hands again, she then starts to cleanse the glands and penis. An anaesthetic jelly, like lignocaine, is used and left in situ for 3 or 4 minutes. Now the patient is ready. The penis is held away from the body to help to straighten the first curve of the urethra.